What about stage 2 disease? I'm sure you get a lot of questions about that. What's your approach to it?
Well, again, I think on the one side, it's clear that we're dramatically over-treating patients. We're giving chemotherapy to 100 folks to help what may be 3 to 6 people in the long run. I'm fundamentally not against that. I just would like to figure out who the 20 or 30 are that could benefit and give them chemotherapy. So we try to accrue to the clinical trial that sorts patients according to their genetic markers, and we've had some luck at that. For the most part, patients are still interested in pursuing chemotherapy. I think you've shown better than anybody that patients with education, whether it's fair education or not, will opt for it, and the subject of your presentation here. And I think it's a touchy subject, but still something that we are doing with some regularity. I think docs in the community are probably, well, I don't know, but my feel is that they're treating more of these people than they were before. They're using a lot more Xeloda in this patient population, but we're also seeing patients, you know, because of maybe the lymph nodes, there weren't so many lymph nodes, we've clearly got that message out, that are getting more chemotherapy, looking again for an excuse to give chemotherapy.
So you're saying that, you know, in the lower risk patient, some docs are going for using just Xeloda alone as kind of, well, I want to do something, yeah. I don't want to really make you sick.
Which doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if you're going to do it, do it. The data would say that FOLFOX would pick up a couple of more people than Xeloda by itself. And I've heard Aimery Desgremont say this, and frankly, I agree with him. I'd rather have 3 months of FOLFOX than 6 months of Xeloda if I'm a stage 2 patient.
What about using CAPOX, basically?
Yeah, I had a patient just Friday asking that same question. It's tough for me. I answer it just this way. I tell patients that it probably is fine, that the data with Xeloda is positive, the data with oxaliplatin, whether it's infusion or bolus, is positive, so it probably is fine. And then I put my little asterisk on it and say, but I've been wrong before. I used to think, why not give irinotecan in the adjuvant setting, and did that off protocol in advance of data. And frankly, I also think that the Xelox regimen is more toxic than a FOLFOX regimen when given with sort of non-fiddle doses in a U.S. market. So for all those reasons, I sort of present it as the hassles of a pump versus the higher toxicity and convenience of a pill. To me, that's how it comes down. Would I do it? Yeah. Would I like doing it? No, not without data. But if somebody said, no way, I'm not having a pump, I then try and steer them towards the NSCBP data and bolus, because at least we have some data there. But we still settle out and give some patients Xelox.